Hey, hey, all you Arizona lovers. This is the Finding Arizona podcast, episode number 114. I am here sitting down with Sarah Bemkin. This episode is about Metro's Other Women and the No Tribe. So those two projects are separately, but I want to put them and highlight them together because Sarah is a wonderful person. Metro's Other Women is a full service company that'll help you find anything for your needs. So give them a shot, go try them out, look it up, Google it, do whatever you think you need to do. I also have it under the show notes, so check it out. You can also check out the No Tribe, which is 150 highlighted entrepreneur women in the Phoenix Valley that you can have as a coffee table book. I think it's a wonderful idea. I think this is something that people should have and start realizing that these owners are becoming more diverse, more just women-centric also too. Like, how, it's just crazy how much things are becoming just great and beautiful, and just everyone's feeling proud of themselves. Everyone's feeling, I think there's an uptick in just positive moods that I feel are happening here in the Valley too. It's just like, it's crazy how much we are expanding. Also, how many entrepreneurs are getting up and saying that they want a part of the pie. I'm all up for it. So, open door policy, let's pay some bills. FindingArizonaPodcast.com, check it out, look at it. Check out a lot of the photos that we have on there. Brittany does a wonderful job of trying to get everything edited and taking the photos, the videos. I mean, if you guys love everything that we are posting on social media, I say thank you to Brittany. The other thing, social media wise, if you want to check us out, we're under Finding Arizona Podcast under Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I made it easy for you guys to find us. It's not that hard. Give us a like, give us a shout out if you want to. Also, patreon.com/Finding Arizona Podcast. We would appreciate it. We're trying to get out there more. We are actually trying to get new equipment and really want to start traveling to unique, different places that we've never been before, because I've never actually been to Tombstone. So I would like to go visit there and check out some cool stuff. So for those of you wondering, we just do this all out of our own pocket. We try and do as much as we can, but we can't get everywhere. So we want the help from people like you. If you like this podcast, you want it to get better, you're excited to get new things like this up and running, help us out. That helps us really do a lot of things. What else can I say? A lot of cool stuff going on around the Valley. We are very excited to try and get in new people, and we have a doozy of a group coming in. And it's no satisfaction to me that that more people want to come on this podcast, but it's just one of those things that I think I'm excited to do because you guys are excited to do it with us, and we appreciate it every day. Every time you guys say something to us, we don't think anyone listens sometimes, but at the same moment, all of this is just very like open to us, and it's a new start for us too. It's like, we, you know, Brittany and I just got engaged. For those of you who have been watching our social media, we're very excited, or there's a lot of things going on for us, but we always come back to saying we want to be a part of this community. We want to be helping entrepreneurs like you listening, and we want to be helpful to all of you who want to hear about it. So my resolution for 2018 is being a little bit more open and personal with you guys. So these intros are going to get a little bit longer. I hope you guys enjoy it. And we are very excited for 2018. So be on the lookout for amazing new collaborative projects, new ideas from our end. And we're just going to try and keep up with all of you. So keep up the good work, everyone. Do new stuff. Try new things. Be a part of this community. Phoenix Valley, we're going to do this. I'm very excited because I just met like Zachary Hall a couple of days ago. So I'm very pumped. And he's going to be on one of the episodes. And so the energy was just enthusiastic. And I'm very much excited. So episode number 114 with Sarah Bemkin of the No Tribe and of Metro's Other Women. Go check it out. Let's do this. But You're good, actually. You're okay. Good right there.
Good.
So welcome back, everybody, to the Finding Arizona podcast. As always, I'm your host, Jose, and we are here with a very special guest today.
Hi.
Why don't you introduce yourself and what your business is called?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so my name is Sarah Benkin, and I am the founder of a company called Metro's Other Woman, and also a co-founder of a company, new venture called No Phoenix.
Wow. Okay. So I know about the Metro Women.
Metro's Other Woman. I know it's a mouthful.
and tell us a little bit what goes on there. And then also on top of that, tell us a little bit of where the name came from, kind of the history behind that.
Okay. So about 9 years ago in little old Raleigh, North Carolina, I was so tired of my commute. About an hour each way. I was working in accounting as an accounting manager and just really got fed up. I had this need for what we were doing or for our services, which I guess we'll go into. Essentially, Metro's Other Woman is a personal assisting concierge style company.
Yeah.
So we do a little bit of everything under the sun, from laundry to housekeeping to meal planning to running your errands. We help small business owners manage their schedules. We manage renovations. I mean, really, you name it, we do it all.
Oh, awesome.
So at this point in my life, I had just had a baby.
Yes. Hi, Sydney.
Who is here and who is now 9 years old.
Wow. Is that the third grade or is that the...
She's fourth grade.
Fourth grade.
Yeah, fourth grade, big fourth grader.
Multiplication's already behind you. Division's already behind you. Now it's into the more complicated stuff.
It's funny. You don't realize like how you're going to have to regurgitate all your math facts reteach them.
I was starting to... I was remembering some of the old stuff that like solving for X and all of
right.
that stuff and
algebraic expressions.
Can I still do it? And I'm just like, I'm a little slow, but it's like riding a bike. You get back into it. And I can only imagine as parents how much fun that can be just sitting there with them.
It's like a torture, actually.
So does Metro Other Women also do math tutors?
No tutoring, at least not me. I mean, we will certainly solicit a tutor for you and ensure that your kids are well taught. So about 9 years ago, right when she was born, I was commuting. I had a need for these services and I was just overwhelmed with work. I was about a year looking for what's the next step? Where do I go? What do I want to do? And I've always wanted to be in the entrepreneurial scene, so open my own business. So really it was just a marriage of like, there was a need. I looked around, couldn't find a great solution for the need. And then there was the desire to kind of go out on my own and hence came Metro's Other Woman.
Nice.
What's really funny though, is, when we started, it was called Triangle's Other Woman because for anyone who is, I'm sure not many people, but anyone who's from the Raleigh-Durham area, it's actually known as the Triangle.
Okay.
So Raleigh-Durham, Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
Any Duke fans or Carolina fans would know that. And so we named it the Triangle's Other Woman with no anticipation of really going beyond
those areas. Yeah.
So that's where our flagship is. And Michael, actually, who's here, came over, jumped in, I don't know, less than a year in maybe. And he was the one who said, you know what? This is great. Everybody needs this. Like, who doesn't need a personal assistant? Who doesn't need help with laundry and meals and running errands and balance in the home? And so it was really him who sparked the idea of, you know what? Everyone kind of does need this. So let's see. So then off and on, we were up to our second, third, fourth, fifth location. We knew beyond the Triangle, Triangle's Other Woman wouldn't make sense. Like, it wouldn't make sense here.
Yeah.
And so we decided to change the name to Metro's Other Woman to really encompass the entire metro of whatever cities we were going into.
That's awesome.
We are the other woman that runs around and does everything that you don't want to do or have time to do.
Shout out Michael. Thank you. Like, that's an awesome, like, I like when there's a deep support system. And I read a little bit of the article and it just kind of what came across to me was the comment about like, you didn't want any financial help from your parents as soon as you had this little one, and you kind of just took it upon yourself to make that happen. Where does that drive come from?
You know, I think it is really, it's actually my older one. So I have a 20-year-old.
Oh, wow. So, sorry about that.
She's the second baby.
Aww.
So when I, you know, I think it's always like do for yourself, always do for yourself. My mother taught me very young, you can do whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. You are the creator of the book. So just go and go hard. And I think it's just in our blood, work really hard for what you want.
Absolutely.
And so that's what I've done.
That's what it spawned to. And what's, what are some of, you know, this is a business and, you know, I always try and challenge everyone who comes in here. What are some of kind of the drawbacks and the pains and agonies when developing this? Because, you know, it's all sunshine and rainbows sometimes for, you know, a lot of people see the Instagram and the Facebook and they see the wellness, but they don't really get to know some of the harder parts of the business.
Well, you know, that it is a journey. It's truly a journey. When we say this is a journey, we mean it. And for me, it has been balancing. I created a business to help others balance their work and life. And sometimes I am completely out of sync. We work really hard. We stay up really late at night. There was times when we pulled her out of daycare. And so we would balance back and forth to service clients or fit in meetings. But that meant the paperwork had to get done at 4 a.m.
Wow.
You know, you sleep for a couple hours, you get up and you do it all over again. And then sometimes you're at the poorest moment of your life. And then sometimes you're the wealthiest, you know, in your life. And it fluctuates constantly, you know, bootstrapping. And that's one of the things that we've always done. So we opened our business with no investors, no credit lines, no, I mean, nothing other than just a couple thousand dollars in savings. And have built a little mini empire, but
awesome.
It is hard work. It's not for everyone, that's for sure.
Talk about a little bit about the transition from North Carolina to Phoenix, kind of how that worked out for you guys in establishing yourself here.
Right. So we have three locations in North Carolina. And right after we opened our second location in Charlotte, North Carolina, I knew that in order to get to other markets, I wasn't going to be able to do it all myself.
Mm-hmm.
So we established and adopted a licensing program. So every location has its own owner.
Okay.
And I actually mentor them and coach them up and support them to actually be able to run their own location, employ people, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so when we developed that, there was a major transition, getting the day-to-day stuff off, you know, hiring the right people, finding new location owners, adopting processes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the reasons, a big reason we moved to Arizona was Michael, he went to law school out here, but also
ASU?
Summit.
Okay.
Yeah. So he came out here for law school. And also we thought it was just a beautiful opportunity to open our first West Coast office.
Cool.
So he came out here first and was studying really hard. And I was working back home trying to get all these processes and structures and things in place.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were finally able to join him here. And about 2 years ago, I would say, I worked to launch our first West Coast Metro's Other Woman of Scottsdale / Phoenix or Phoenix / Scottsdale. And I opened that with the intention of really just getting it going here and knowing that I would eventually sell this license to someone else. And I have. So this year was one of the great, great movements that happened, pulling off that day to day and selling to my partner or my licensee, Amanda Larson.
Congratulations,
thank
Amanda,
you.
First of
all. Oh, thank you.
And to you as well. Yes.
Yeah, Amanda.
And yeah, that's incredible to have something develop and grow and just kind of, do you look at these facilities, each one of like the hubs, do you look at them as like your own children? Like what,
you know,
the passion behind it? I can imagine.
There is a lot of passion behind it for sure. And what I love most about the way that we're expanding, and we have a slew of new locations on deck for 2018, but I love that I get to vet these women and work with these women one-on-one, coaching them and guiding them. And they're like our own little tribe and community.
Absolutely.
And what we've done too is with the gals who have established businesses, we bring them in too, and they kind of of serve as mentors for the young ones coming up. And so it's been a really great journey with that.
I want to know a little bit about the each lady. I mean, like, you know, this is quite an established group that you got going, and it kind of reminds me of what Brittany does for a living, because she has a kind of similar setup with the, you know, she works with Costco and all of the Sam's Clubs like that, and kind of the same repertoire of like developing skilled professionals and kind of keeping them mentored and facilitated in what they're learning. And it's always a continual process. What do you do to keep yourself continually learning and developing your skills?
Well, you know, it's great because we have so many amazing women within our leadership team. And so they all bring different things to the table.
Yeah.
So Amanda, who just purchased in July our Metro's Other Woman of Phoenix, she has a great tech background. Nice. So she's the one who's sort of helping me learn, okay, we need webinars and we need trainings.
Yes.
And not everybody is manual processy like I am, because back in, you know, the 90s and early 2000s, everything was on a handbook. So merging from or migrating from a handbook to, you know, online teachings and trainings, things like that. And Liz, who's in our Wilmington, North Carolina location and actually is now a multi-location owner, she's great at the marketing idea. So we all kind of gun together and sort of build out this thing. It's not just me, for sure.
Yeah.
And Michael, he's still our legal mind. So he helps with the contracts now.
Awesome.
It was a beautiful thing. We sent him out here to Arizona. He got all legaled up and understanding all the contracts. So he serves as, you know, our contracts guru and negotiator and that sort of thing.
I gotta keep you around, Michael.
Yeah, he's great.
I might need some help later on. you know, it's always good to have someone and eat. Like, I've always been the kind of person, like, I like meeting people and having a guy, like, you know, that person, like, you know, got a guy for that.
So Michael can be your contract guy.
Yeah, contract guy. I like that. Cause I mean, honestly, we've done a couple of, this will be 112 or so.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's
congrats.
Like, thank you. I appreciate it. It's a literal testament of like just grinding it out and just keep going and keep going, like yourself.
You know what it is.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
It's all about.
And you know, it's just been a lot of fun, and meeting people like yourself always inspires me to keep going too, because you guys draw inspiration from, honestly, I don't know where a lot of people get it from, but it's like, it's overwhelming to meet entrepreneurs like yourselves, just because it makes me feel like I can do it too.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
I can push myself, and anyone has the capability and the knowledge to just push for something that they love to do. And
definitely.
And that's what we want to highlight here. And so thank you again.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. I
mean, let's talk a little bit about your new one that's coming up. What was it called again?
So the new venture is No Phoenix, and it's the No Tribe.
Okay.
It's funny because you're saying inspiration and rallying together, and really my big mission in life is supporting other women. And we do that through Metro's Other Woman, and we do that through our licensing and our give back programs and all of the different causes I'm involved in.
Nice.
But this summer, Amanda and I were training on Symmetra's Other Woman business, and we both have this conversation, and this you know, light bulb came up, and it was like, you know what, there's some really amazing women here in the valley. And there really are. And you know, I don't know if you know this, but Phoenix is one of the top five female led or owned business owners. So it is, you know, not only is it one of the largest cities in the country, but there are more women led or women-owned businesses here than many, many other cities.
Yeah.
So that's just a testament to the amazing girl power that we have going on here. But we knew that we wanted to find a way to feature these women. We wanted to, sort of like you, find these amazing women who are grinding it out, head down, focusing on their craft and perfecting it, making strides in the community, and so on and so forth. And so what we've done is we've decided that we were going to put together this coffee table style book.
Nice.
So a beautiful collection of up to 150 women from around the valley.
Wow.
And various industries and socioeconomic backgrounds. It ranges, it's all female, so it ranges from 25 years old to 75 years old.
Yeah.
And that's the new venture. So we're are in the middle of producing a book.
Can I just, like, at the end of this, can I give you, like, a handful of names? Because honestly, there's already, like, a list, like, my mind just, like, churns like this.
Amazing. There's amazing women here, right?
There's amazing women, and I've been lucky enough to at least talk to a handful of them that have really just, like, I don't know where they get it. Like, I don't know how they do it or where they get the energy or, like, even just, like, everything that they do is amazing to me because they not only have the business, but on top of that, a lot of these women do more than just the one business. They do multiple things at the same time where I'm just like, I'm doing this just for fun. And I love doing it, but it's not just like anything that for me, I want to like, I would love for this to be a full-time job, but I just like doing this and this is fun for me. And so I like what you're doing. This is going to be fun.
And that's really what it has become. It is a passion project for us, you know, finding, like you said, I love meeting new people.
Yeah.
And so it's sort of like I'm on this mission to meet every fabulous woman I can in this city.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have I can't even describe the book because I wouldn't do it justice, but it is gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's this full page photos of women with a small amount of words. It's almost like a lookbook.
Yeah. It's like a table book that you can on your living room and you can just kind of, these are the women that inspire us. And this is just something that you should take a look at. And I, you know, honestly, we had another photographer who came in and she has a lookbook and that she's just doing all females, but in this one was for sexual orientation.
Okay.
And she was just trying to highlight just the LGBTQ community in all shapes and forms.
Nice.
So it was just really beautiful. And she showed us a couple of her pages and it's out now. And it's just like, you know, when I see things like that, it just always like my mind always like rolls to like different points of reference and things like that. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. Are you guys
almost
done?
We are.
Just started? No. Just like, where's the print? We're processing.
Well,
like,
if you are an entrepreneur, you know that when the idea sparks, you move fast.
Yeah.
Right. So we came up with this idea mid-July maybe, and we are about to close our first volume. So we're about 2 weeks away. We're well over 100 women now.
What?
We'll stop somewhere between 100 and probably about 125 is where we'll land. So 125 to 150.
What was the process like getting all the names together? Like, I want to know that process. Like, what did you do to get all the names? Because I know you had something to do with this too, Nicole.
She did. Well, what we did, and this is, it's an even greater mission than what I'm really giving it. So our deal was, yes, there is amazing women here in the Valley, but we want to reach the ones that are super down to earth, very authentic, women that understand collaboration over competition, women that no mean girl group, you know, all of that. So we sought out to identify those women. So that's who's going to be featured in this book.
Yes.
And so what we started basically was with the idea of this is the type of woman we're looking for. And we thought, you know, Amanda and I were like, well, you know what? If we had just four or five people, we start with this.
Mm-hmm.
And then those four or five people know four or five other really amazing women. And it's grown just like that organically. And so there is a nomination process and we vet every single person. So if I haven't met you in person, then I've held a call with you. We've spent time together just to ensure that we have the right type of person that we're rallying behind.
Awesome.
And again, when you come in through nomination, it's sort of already vetted. Like, I know you and I know that the people that you're going to send to me are going to be of like mind, especially when you understand the mission.
Yeah.
So that's what we've done. And it's been a lot of hours and a lot of work and a lot of meeting.
Can I make a suggestion for the second volume?
Yes.
Miriam Mullen of Zen Bird.
Okay.
She's like one of those, like, I don't know. She's just been someone that we personally we've interviewed her. She's also starting another business, and she's just been all over in our world.
Nice.
And she's just someone that I truly find inspiring and beautiful, and just totally, like, again, down to earth. Someone that, like, I just shouting.
Nicole, you need to take note of that.
The Zen Bird. And she, and not only that, she's done workshops and things like that.
That's
where
great.
It's just specifically women and empowerment, happiness, joy, love, whatever you can think of. Yeah.
I love it.
She's amazing.
That's right in sync with what we're looking for, too, for sure.
And she's just, I mean, we've talked to her many times, and she inspires me, and
that's great.
Yeah. So shout out to Marion.
Yeah. Shout out. We're going to be contacting you about third quarter 2018.
Yes. And what can people look forward to in when the book comes out? Can you give us a little bit more information about, like, how many pages and things like that?
So the book is free.
Oh, really? Awesome.
Which is really exciting. Our goal was to get it into the hands of the people we wanted it to be in certain hands, you know, and not to be like, oh, I don't have my card. Oh, how do I get it? There's no ordering process. Every woman in the book receives 25 copies that they'll distribute to their friends and family and colleagues. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the books will be distributed to, women supporting women. So they'll go to, you know, gala bags and swag bags for ladies' luncheons. They'll go to high level networking groups and places where women gather.
Nice.
Of course, if anyone is interested in receiving a copy of a book, we'll have our online site set up where you can just submit a request and we'll send it right out to you.
that's easy and awesome. I like that. And I like the price point.
Right. It's free.
Yeah.
And it is. It's almost this directory of, like, highly vetted women. And they're, again, various industries, everything from, you know, some of the top philanthropists and socialites in the city are in it. But also it's paired with a dog walker and our spray tan gal and our, you know, and our makeup studios, and it's health and wellness and gym owners and things like that. So it's really just this, like, wonderful collection of women.
Absolutely. And that has been something that you, like, again, you drew the inspiration from just, like, every day, or just something that, like, came across. Where was that aha moment?
You know, it's just women supporting women. I mean, that's really, like, my biggest goal in life is to lift other women. And when we lift other women, we rise together. Yeah. And so it really was the aha moment, was like, man, there's a lot of great women around here. We need to know them. We need to feature them. And there's also a lot of the same women constantly being featured. And the women that are in our book know exactly what I'm talking about. and it's time to get some new faces out there.
Yeah, some fresh faces and some new, like, personalities. I think a lot of people are just stuck in the same way sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's a new frontier. I think the greatest thing that we can do is just support each other. And
for sure. And diversity was really important to us, making sure that we had people from all different backgrounds, all different walks of life.
Absolutely.
And with the women who are in the book and have nominated other women, they take that into consideration. So they've been very intentional in supporting that mission and cause and getting us some really amazing people. So I will unveil all of the beautiful people in the book come February 6th.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I was going to ask you, can you give us, like,
like that was coming.
Top five, but I don't want to put you on the spot. If there's someone that, like, just kind of for you was, like, maybe your favorite interview, or someone that just kind of spoke to you in here, like, in your heart, that one.
You know, it's so hard to say, because every woman that I have met is truly dynamic, and I am so honored to be able to feature them. But, you know, we've got everything from media faces, people on the news that you're gonna know. Our favorite weather girl, Christy Siefkin, is in the book. But then we have the Sparkle Bar, whom I love because they are Arizona's first makeup only studio.
Huh. Oh, okay. Okay.
And they actually changed the laws to be able to have their business.
Nice.
So awesome, you know, pioneering women. We have, I've just spoke with so many women. Christy Moore is another one that's my favorite. She has been just a leader in helping us get connected with so many women of diversity. So Christy Moore is a former CEO of Valley Leadership.
Yeah.
And now she has her new venture that she's launching, Social Spin,
yeah.
Laundromat. You need to talk to her.
Yeah.
Because what she's doing is she's pioneering she's changing the laundromat industry.
Yeah.
And so she comes with all of this wealth and knowledge and wisdom and leadership and rising up entrepreneurs into
I'm gonna hold you off for a quick second because we have a special guest coming in. Ladies and gentlemen, the future Mrs. Acevedo. Brittany Johnson, if she can get the door open, we hear you. Hi. Sorry about that.
Sorry, guys.
No, you're okay. And don't worry about it. Welcome to the group. And I'll edit around this. Don't worry. Yeah, that's what editing is all about.
Sydney. Brought the whole entourage.
Yeah. The camera is right there. Perfect. No problem. And let's jump back in. And we're back, guys. Thank you for giving us a little bit of a pause. Brittany is joining us. Sarah, we talked a little bit about your favorite couple of people mm-hmm. and just kind of the inspiration you got for this book. I'm very fascinated the overlap that you have with your one business and mm-hmm. then this book coming into place. What are some other things that you've got planned for the future? Is there anything else? I mean, I know it's the end of the year.
Yep.
There's a lot of time for reflecting.
Yep. As soon as I can take 5 minutes.
And then,
on deadline.
Yeah, just like on top of wrapping presents, I mean, all of that. Is there anything that you feel like you want to start doing for the future or?
You know, so I think that we are going to focus on these two projects and we're just going to continue to throw ourselves in them.
Okay.
In terms of new ventures, I don't see anything new on the horizon. I just see expansion.
Okay.
And so earlier this year, I actually brought out a new program with Mentor's Other Woman, and it's called the Win a Business Program.
What?
And so what we wanted to do is identify some really amazing women uh-huh. in various markets that yeah. want to open a business. I think that there are so many women who want to open a business, but they're really scared. And whether it's know-how or it's, you know, lack of funding or whatever the case, there's all of these amazing women out here who, if just given a chance, would excel
yeah,
and would kill it, you know?
Absolutely.
And so that is really the new mission that we really want to focus on for 2018. And the mm-hmm. goal is to give away 10 markets within the next 5 years.
Awesome.
To women who deserve it, that yeah. need it. I mean, obviously there's a really stringent vetting process.
Absolutely. I would imagine. So you're basically, you know, picking, plucking individuals who yep. have raw talent.
Exactly.
And just giving
them
that.
We're
going
to mold them. We're putting them into our 18-month mentorship program where they'll work with me directly. I'll guide them and teach them. It's just a little bit more extensive than our licensee training program, mm-hmm. Where the licensee training program is maybe 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
This one is 18 months. So they will learn everything from scratch. We'll put them in a community together and they'll learn from each other.
Oh, yeah.
And after 18 months, the business becomes theirs. Every piece of equity, everything
that
they've, yep, then it's theirs.
Go, little birdie.
That's right. So that's the program that I'm most excited about.
Awesome.
And then, of course, you know, who knows what's going to happen in the future? No Phoenix may become no Los Angeles or no Charlotte or no Miami or, you know.
Absolutely.
So I've successfully been able to scale Metro's Other Woman, and I can anticipate that we'll do the same thing with our no book and our no community.
Yeah. And so the thing that I also took away from some of what you've been doing is the big part of this is family
mm-hmm.
and, you know, you having two daughters,
A boy and a girl.
A boy and a girl.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I'm
a
so sorry.
A son and a daughter.
A son and a daughter.
It's okay.
Apologies. Two kids and the family kind of dynamic that goes along with not only the business at hand, you know, in having these individuals, molding these individuals. What does family mean to you?
You know, that is the beauty of being an entrepreneur is you get the flexibility, right? Mm-hmm. So I can be mommy when I need to. It's tough sometimes, but if I need to take off and go to lunch or Thanksgiving brunch or she's sick or something like that, you know, there's beauty in that I can do that. Mm-hmm. So family means a lot to me, and I really do enjoy having them around. I mean, she's my little co-pilot. Nine times out of 10. She's done news segments, which she enjoys.
Really? You don't want to get in on this? You want to tell everyone what you think of mommy and her business?
No. She's like the silent one behind the scenes. But, you know, she's very much involved. She attends meetings with me. She's been in company sessions and parties and consultations and servicing. I mean, she's done it all.
She's going to be a businesswoman.
She's
for sure.
Learning.
She's learning. And put your nose against the stone and just really grind it out and just learn as much as you can.
That's right. And then with my son, who's 20, who's a junior at ASU, I was a teenage mom when I had him. So he's really, I mean, we really kind of grew up together, but he has seen everything and really has instilled, you know, I've instilled those qualities too. So he is actually a QuickBooks proficient user. He can enter receipts and reconcile bank statements.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's cheap labor. Of course, I check everything just to make
sure. Double check. Just
check it all. Yeah. But as far as like the grunt work, he's great at sorting and filing and social media posts and anything that, you know, anything that we need to do. So we're really preparing like little business people to go out into the world.
Absolutely.
And as you know, Michael, he's fully involved in everything that we have going on. So it's kind of become a family thing for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what it comes across. Everything that I've read. And, you know, just kind of, you know, sitting down with you now is just a big family kind of person. And that's, I mean, that's what we like. We like having people like yourself because it helps us know that just like you're doing right now, vetting people and all of that, you know, we don't get a chance to vet as much. But at the same time, I kind of have this open door policy of like, I always try and see the best in everyone.
Right.
But we've been lucky enough to have wonderful people that show us that the best is out there and you are one of them. So thank you, Sarah.
Well, thank you.
I like honestly that's
you're sweet.
No. We just like again we bring in people and it's just a lot of fun for us to I'm so glad that you like it. That makes me feel so good. Thank you, Nicole.
You're
and thank
so
you for so much understanding me and like honestly
I found them, like right when I moved here. I was like, these guys are really?
She's been like highlighting people and people kind of like her. She's bringing in people for us. So Nicole, thank you so much.
You're like a top recruiter.
You are actually.
She's such a connector.
I love it and I appreciate it.
You're very modest about your mission. You guys have a bigger mission behind all this.
Oh, yeah. Aww. Honestly, like, so I'll give you a little bit of my history. I started this 2 years ago in college and I honestly was in college working as a printer for t-shirts and met business owner after business owner.
Like screen printing?
Yeah, screen printing. Okay. And each one of them had like a cool business motto or like whatever, like story behind it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why don't you have more publicity? Why don't you have more likes on YouTube? Why don't you have more, you know, fans, whatever it may be? Like, we can't afford to go on TV. We can't afford to go on radio. We can't do like public things as much. There's social media, but you know, our outreach goes so far. And at the time I was listening to podcasts at work because you need something to listen to. And and honestly I said to myself, I can do that. Like I can ask questions. I can be conversational.
Sure.
I learn about these guys all the time. Why can't I do this? Why isn't there anything that's more central around a city, like more of a hub kind of state thing where people from local areas can come on a show and just kind of tell their story.
That's awesome.
And so at the end of the day, we really just try and bring in cool people and just let them share their story because honestly, everyone has a story.
They do.
And we want to highlight that in the best way possible.
Sure. That's like with our No Tribe and our No Book. Same exact thing.
Exactly.
The Everybody stories that we're hearing are amazing.
Oh, yes, yeah, absolutely. For sure. I can only imagine. Like, when you just get 50, like, podcasts, like, right, 50 episodes, we're like, man, this is cool. Mm-hmm. But when you get 100 and you start hearing story after story, yep, after story, yep, after story of, like, amazing people who struggle hard, who grind it hard, mm-hmm, who just, like, every day is something new for them. I just want you to know that, like, at the end of the day, you are doing an amazing job. Oh,
thank you.
Don't ever let anyone just, don't let that's anyone so change your mind about that. Change your, you know, just keep doing it. And that's all I can say is, because if we can help in any possible way, you let us know.
Oh, well,
we
thanks.
Promote as much as we can. We do an intro on this and we tell people, you know, just kind of like local stuff, what we've been doing personally,
sure,
and just kind of sharing ourselves. And that's what we want to do, is share ourselves, but also really share what we have people coming in for,
for sure,
what the public has out there and those cool people out there. In, mm-hmm, Phoenix, and
that's really cool.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I'm like telling them about how we got, you know, engaged in Puerto Rico. And
so
I'm just like, I'm a little emotional right now. Cause it's just like, I don't know, this hearing wonderful women and like you, like I want to tell them, please put her on the next one. And
aww,
I told them about Marion because we listened to the podcast with Marion and her emotional journey.
So she's, oh, like, I have to listen to that.
Yeah. She'll give you the name of the podcast, the Joy Podcast.
Oh, cool.
The Joy Podcast.
That's so cool.
It was an amazing episode, but it's just like, again, you know, it's going to be funny. The way that the world is today and kind of the news broadcasting about some of the things with women and just kind of how men treat women. I've been like a lot of things emotionally for me, just like, I really want to just do my best to kind of show that there's a positive side to a lot,
sure,
of, to guys, sure, wanting to help highlight women like, yeah, yourselves.
They're not all bad.
They're not all bad.
All the guys aren't bad.
So we,
for sure.
So if I can in any way help you, you know, promote your business, or even if you want to show some of your ladies our podcast,
yeah,
and just have them, hey, you know, come on, we're open door.
I mean, I can funnel in a lot of really amazing women.
Yeah. Open door policy. That's
great.
What we call it here.
That's
and so,
great.
So
that's
let's,
so great.
Let's jump back into it. Come on. Let's finish this off. And, you know, Sarah, thank you so much again. We're going to talk a little bit about just, you as a person. What do you want people to walk away from, you know, from a conversation from you? What do you what do you hope at the end of the day, people kind of like the three words you want people to describe you as?
Oh, that's really hard. You know, I think that if I want them to see some sort of an inspiration, if I can be an inspiration or a storyteller to help someone in their journey,
mm-hmm,
whether it is the struggle of, like I said, I was a teenage mom. So whether it was the struggle of being a teenage mom, I do a lot of counseling and coaching around that, mm-hmm, kind of area, helping women realize that you can overcome and achieve. If it's inspiration and an entrepreneur who is, you know, struggling right now and just doesn't feel like they can get it to work, you know, I want to be that. I am the comeback kid. I am truly a self-made person, you know, having a kid at a very young age and being able to actually financially put him through college at ASU is a huge,
yes,
huge accomplishment for me personally. And, you know, I just think if there's anything I can do to help someone, I will never be the type of person who charges you for my time. I'll, mm-hmm, never be the type of person who just, you know, defers you over to a calendar. I'm very much about engagement and getting to know people,
mm-hmm,
and that sort of thing. So, yeah. You know, I'm very welcoming and still doing, you know, doing my best to remain humble, you know, through it all. I mean, that's really what it's all about. And absolutely. Encouraging other people to be the same. You know, there was a very small period in my time, you know, over the course of the last 9 years where I did have a little bit of an ego and I had a little chip on my shoulder. Why not? Because mm-hmm. you have worked so hard to get to where you are.
Yeah.
You know, you deserve the accolades, or you feel like, you know, I deserve this because I have done so much.
Yeah.
But it kind of comes back and kicks you in the butt, because at the end of the day, it's all about the give back, and it's mm-hmm. about helping other people. Again, it's that lift and rise kind of mantra. And so if you are with that chip on your shoulder, mm-hmm. girlfriend, you better bring it down and come back to earth.
keep it humble.
And gotta stay humble.
And, you know, honestly, at the end of the day, you are what you said you want to be. You are an inspiration. And if I can say something that we've had done this more than 100 times, you are someone who inspires people, and you are definitely highlighted with some of the best people of the last 100 episodes. So again, feel accomplished, because, you know, when you walk out of this door, I want you to feel like that. And that's something that you are. And we're so glad that you came in. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And before you go, this is your chance to promote. Tell everyone where they can find you online, okay. social media, everything that is under the sun for you. Let everyone know that.
Okay, so Metro's Other Woman, it's with an S. Metro's Other Woman is where you'll find our service site. If you are outside of the area and you're interested in finding out about Metro's Other Woman and joining a team, or you think a girlfriend in another area would be a great fit for mm-hmm. what we're doing, go to becometheotherwoman.com. we have all of our Instagram and Facebook, all is at Metro's Other Woman. The notebook and the No Tribe is actually, it's thenotribe.com. And on Instagram, it's a very small following right now. I don't know how much we're going to grow it.
We're going to get it. We're going to make it bigger.
It's at No Tribe on Instagram. And of course, you can follow me too, Sarah Benken, Benken, on Facebook and Instagram. I'll see you out there. Don't hesitate to reach out and say hi.
Never. And thank you, Sarah. Thanks, Sydney, for coming in. Thank Michael for coming by. Thank you, Nicole, so much. Thank you, everyone, for showing up. And as always, you guys can reach us at findingarizonapodcast.com. All of our social media under Finding Arizona Podcast, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And if you want to help us out a little bit, it's the holiday season. Go to patreon.com/findingarizonapodcast and help us out, get better equipment, whatever it may be. But again, we wish everyone a happy holidays. Thank you, Sarah, for coming in. And tonight we say good night.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.